brethren, welcome to Sabbath services. Glad to see a full house here today. If it gets any fuller, we'll have to tear out the wall. I'm happy to be down here. I've been here for quite a while. And we've been busy doing quite a few things. And I would like to announce that very soon, probably sometime in September. Now, this is a result of Harry Curley's last request to me. He said, Fred, why can't we get the Holy Bible in its original order on MP3 CDs? So guess what I have in my hand? Okay? 10 of them. The whole Bible plus the commentaries and appendices. So sometime in September, you will be getting, it's coming in this box like this, you'll be getting the Holy Bible in its original order. Now the other day, someone was showing me the Blue Bible and the eSword have on their phone. So they said, Fred, can we get the Bible on there? So when I came down, I stopped at Randy's. So Randy, come on up. And I asked him to research out some of those possibilities. So Randy will tell you.
Greetings. How many of you have ever heard of BibleHub.com? Okay. If you put any Bible reference on Google, the number one site will be BibleHub. So I looked into it. You know how much BibleHub.com net worth is? $77 million. Now, there's a reason, because they're number one on Google. So they're getting traffic of just millions and millions of people a day. So wouldn't it be nice to have in their search, not just the King James Version and other ones like the Living Translation, but AFV? A faithful version. Now that would be a dream to have it on BibleHub.com. So there's the blue letter one as well, and those get huge results. And how many have heard of eSword? Well, more hands. Now eSword is not online. You need to go online to download it, but it's a program. Now programs are really good because you don't need the net to operate them. And what's great about eSword is you can compare scriptures, verses, and so forth. So, when Fred left the office in Simi Valley, I then put together a letter that I would send out. And I put, awesome work of God that you are doing with eSword. Fred Coulter, the translator for A Faithful Version, wants to have the digital version to be available free to help spread the gospel of the good news throughout the whole world. Is it possible to pay someone to create a module and where you can offer it as part of your translations? We had a response. And this is very difficult. He says, Randy, I would be happy to create a module for it without charge. And he simply needed the digital. And so we're going to have now a version on eSword. Now, you don't know how many emails I have received. Ministers throughout the world sending me emails saying, can we get this on eSword? And I attempted about 3-4 years ago, and it was a strikeout. So that's just one. So lastly, brethren, if you can please pray, because anytime you have something you desire for God and it's good, pray for favor. And it's powerful. So we need all your prayers. We need to get it in the blue letter Bible and also eHub.
Okay. Now, let's turn to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Now, the more you study the Bible and understand the Bible, and need to also mention, we could not have the Old Testament without Michael Heiss. Mike, stand up over there. Okay? He took care of the Hebrew, and I took care of the English. And it took, what, 2 years, 3 years, 2.5 years to do the Old Testament? Because he is Jewish by heredity. He speaks Hebrew, reads Hebrew, went to Judaica University here in Southern California, and also one other Hebrew college. So, let me tell you what he translated in Genesis 4 about music. That when it came to the one with music, it should be translated, they did it corruptly. And this is the only Bible that has that. One man sent me an email and said, how did you come across that it was corruptly? So I sent that on to Michael. I don't know if you answered him back again or not. But anyway, since you did it, I sent it to you. But he subsequently sent me back another email saying, I found out that was correct. Okay. So, what we have done, as you know, with the faithful version, corrected all the mistakes of the King James, and the King James has so many difficult scriptures, and we may cover one or two today, that show that the law has been ended or done away. And so this is what is operating right now. So what we want to do is to have the Bible available in many places as possible. Now, Matthew 24. Here's the reason. Okay? Matthew 24 and verse 14. Now, stop and think how many times this verse has been read down through history. Verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world. Now, all the world in the days of the apostles was around the Mediterranean and Europe, maybe over to India. But God means all the world, for a witness to all nations. And some people say, oh, well, we'll leave that to the two witnesses. Well, they have their work, and we have our work. Okay? Then shall the end come. Now here we are, 45, 46 years removed from going to a place of safety, right? Remember? All the old timers here? Okay? So how much further in time do we go? We don't know. Now, I just turned 85. Okay. How much longer am I going to live? I don't know. I talked to our friend over here, and he said, going to church. He said, just this month, he had two of his friends die within, what, 2 days? 2 days? Yep. Well, that's difficult. But we need to look at it from God's perspective. There's a time to be born. There's a time to be baptized. There's a time to live and overcome. And there's a time to die. Now just this year, Michael lost his wife. Do not think the church is dying out. Because, go back to Matthew 16. We have a guarantee that it will never die out. So don't worry about it. Pray and ask God to call those whom he can call. The call goes out. He has the seven spirits of God seeking those who are seeking him. So those who are truly seeking him, they will find him, and God will find him. Now then, to lead them to the understanding of God's purpose and God's calling, they have to come to repentance and baptism. Okay? Then when they're baptized, they are part of the church of God. Until that time, without the Holy Spirit, they can be attending and learning and so forth. But having been baptized and be in covenant with God and have the Holy Spirit of God and learn and grow with the knowledge of God and the truth of God is why we're here. Because God has called us to the greatest calling of all, which is we are going to rule the world. See? So those who die in the faith have been perfected to the point that God wants. And it's God's decision. Okay? All nations, the whole world. Now here's what he said. Verse 15. But he said to them, but you, who do you declare me to be? Then Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I'll tell you this, as long as I've been in the church and preaching and teaching, I can tell you this. You understand more about Christ and more about God's plan and more about the greatness of God as you study and as you pray and grow and overcome. And especially when you have trials that you go through. Trials are necessary to test us. Do we believe God? Do we love God? Do we have faith in His Word? So that's why we have them. So that's why when you have a difficulty or trial, you draw close to God through prayer and through study. Ask Him to help you. Sometimes you go to God and you say, oh God, I don't have a clue what's happening. I don't know what's going on. Put yourself in His hands. He'll take care of it. Verse 17. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal it to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Now why are we all here in this room? Because God has called us, He's given us His Spirit, He has revealed His Word to us. And how does He reveal His Word to us? Through obeying Him. See? The key to understanding the Word of God is not PhDs, is not theological studies. It is the Spirit of God and your obedience to Him. What did Peter say to the whole Sanhedrin? When they arrested him, now that was really, really quite a thing. They healed a man at the gate, beautiful, and then they got arrested for healing him. So they brought them into the Sanhedrin the first time, and Peter said, you have killed Jesus, and in His name we healed Him. Well, now he had this for 40 years, born this way. And the Pharisees and all in the Sanhedrin said, well, we'd like to get rid of this, but there he is. What can we say? So they told him, don't preach in that name anymore. So they went out and what'd they do? They preached in the name of Christ. People were being healed. Fantastic miracles going on. So they arrest the apostles, put them in the prison called the hold, so they could be brought before the Sanhedrin the next morning. So what happened? God sent an angel, let them out, and said, you go at sunrise and start preaching in the temple. So there they are preaching in the temple, and the guards come to get them out of prison, and whoop, it's empty. So where did they go? And all of a sudden, they looked out and saw the apostles preaching out there to the crowds at the temple. So they went out and arrested them and were very careful because they didn't want to be attacked by the people. So they brought them to the Sanhedrin again. And they said, why are you out there preaching this way? We told you straightly, don't preach. They said, we can't help but preach. That's what God has sent us to do. And furthermore, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. And they just wanted to kill Him. So Gamaliel intervened and told him, don't do it. If this is of men, it'll come to nothing. If this is of God, you don't want to be found fighting God. So they beat them and let them go. Okay? Now think about that. None of you have had a trial like that. Have you been beaten on your back with a rod? Well, Paul had 3 times in the synagogue. So, let's read on here. Revelation and calling of God, verse 17. But I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock, as you know, that's himself. The chief cornerstone. The chief cornerstone that the elite rejected. I will build my church and the gates of the grave. See, it says the gates of hell in the King James. That's not true. The gates of the grave, because Hades refers to the grave, shall not prevail against it. So, it's never going to die out. It may get down to a few sometimes. But God can add to, and God could take away. And I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. How did he give that to them? Because he wanted them to write the New Testament. And how many times have you heard me say, the New Testament interprets the old. And if it interprets the old, it's the key. And whatever you may bind on earth will have already been bound in heaven. That's what it means in the Greek. Can't mean anything else. The Catholics say, whatever you do on the earth, God is going to bind it. Whatever you loose on the earth, God is going to loose it. No. If that's the case, then the Pope is God, and God is not God. You never have it that way. Unless it agrees with the Word of God, there is no validity to it. Okay? And whatever you loose on earth will have already been loosed in heaven. So how do you find the will of God in these cases? You look to the Old Testament and now the New Testament, and you see what the Word of God tells us. Okay? That's the important thing. Now then, I just got the news today that last Sabbath, they announced from the pulpit that from now on, that Grace International is not going to keep the holy days. Okay? Now then, there's a choice for all, correct? See, so the incrementalism was leading up to it. You get everybody in a social club, not church. You have it so everybody has their friends or that are there. And you emphasize all the people doing things together. And then you don't preach the full gospel. And sooner or later, people then slack down. Now when they slack down, that's when they hit them with the change. Now then, if you don't have the book, God's plan for mankind revealed by his Sabbath and holy days, then you get that. Because in doing away with keeping the holy days of God, they are taking away salvation. Remember what it says there in Revelation 3? Let no man take your crown, right? Okay? This is crown snatching time, right now. So that's quite a thing. Remember what it says about the parable of the talents. Okay? Parable of the pounds. Let's come to Luke 19. Let's read that. See? Now, with the Bible, we need to understand every word is true. And the reason God had the New Testament written in not Hebrew, but Greek, because it's very precise. See? Just like we read there. What has already been bound in heaven, the spelling of those words in the Greek tell you exactly that's what it means. It doesn't mean whatever you decide. It's whatever God has already decided. So you search it out. Okay? Verse 13, Luke 19. And gave to them 10 pounds and said to them, trade until I come back. Now you see, that's how God works. That's why a hierarchy God doesn't want. Because the hierarchy tells you what to do. Here's what you do. Go occupy. What do I do, Lord? Go increase it. How do I increase it? Well, you find out. Okay? Trade till I come back. But his citizens who hated him sent an ambassador after him saying, we're not willing to have this man reign over us. That sounds like the Pope, doesn't it? And it came to pass when he returned after receiving his kingdom, he directed that those servants to whom he had given the money be called to him in order that he might find what each had gained by trading. See? Now then, you have the whole operation of stewardship with this, don't you? A steward takes the master's money and he increases the value of whatever it is. And it belongs to the master. But you do the work. You get the credit. The master gets what you produced. And then you get back from the master. Okay? The first one came up saying, Lord, your pound has produced 10 pounds. Then he said to him, well done, good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. Now, you'll find out about that during the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay. The second came saying, Lord, your pound has gained 5. And he said to that one, and you be over 5 cities. Another came saying, Lord, behold your pound, which I kept laid up in a handkerchief. Over there in Matthew 25, he says he buried it. Okay. For I was afraid of you. If you're afraid of God in the wrong way, you don't love God. See, that's why the most important thing of everything in our lives is loving God. See, because who's doing the teaching? I may read some scriptures. You may read some scriptures, but who's doing the teaching? God. It said there in John 6:45, we will all be taught of God. How are you taught of God? You don't hear his voice, but he has it written down so you can read it. And it's the most translated book in the whole world. And think with all the modern things and add to it what Randy had there. If it comes out, we can get the faithful version there. Plus the other Bibles. What a witness. How thorough. Like a flood. People are going to say, Lord, why didn't you tell me? Did you have a Bible at home? Yeah. My grandma gave it to me. Did you read it? Oh, I looked at it. Well, you should have read it. What for? then you wouldn't be standing here at the lake of fire. Okay? So let's read on here. I was afraid because you're a harsh man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you reap what you did not sow. You're supposed to lay it down, and you're supposed to reap. See? Then he said, out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a harsh man, taking up what I did not lay down and reaping what I did not sow. Then why didn't you deposit your money in the bank so that at my coming I might receive it with interest? The bare minimum. Now here's what a lot of people don't like. Next verse, 24. And he said to those who were standing by, take the pound from him and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. You're not fair, God. Okay. Why did he give it to him? Because he knew what to do. See? And was faithful. For I tell you that to everyone who has more shall be given. And don't we have that at this time now? We see the two things happening right here in our midst, don't we? The report that Grace International is doing away with the holy days, and all of us here, because we're loving God and want to keep His holy days and love Him and keep His word. You have it right here. So all your friends, you better warn, if they don't stay with God, He's going to take it away. So that's a sad condition of things that is difficult for us today. Okay, let's go ahead and take a break. Okay.